Hello, this is David G. from the Chopra Center for Well-Being in Carlsbad, California, the sweet spot of the universe. Welcome to this dream meditation. To celebrate this month of dreaming and truly identifying and connecting to your most divine aspect of self, we thought we'd share a dream meditation. And an interesting aspect of dream meditation is it's a waking meditation, but it's going to take us through a process that will allow us to bring our waking state into our dream state into our waking state, and our meditative state into both of those worlds. So first, let's close our eyes, get comfortable, and let's just connect to the stillness and silence that rests within. Take a deep breath in. And slowly let go. Take another slow, deep breath in. And gently release. And now just gently follow your breath in and follow your breath out. And by following, I'm suggesting that we become a silent witness, observing your lungs, observing your mouth, observing your nostrils, and observing the flow of air that's in dynamic exchange between your breath and the air, the wind, outside of your body. When you can actually place yourself in a position of being the observer of your life, the observer of your waking state, the observer of your dream state, connections and themes and images and coincidences become more frequent and they become clearer. This will allow us to access an entirely new level of coincidences in our life. We suggest you do this dream meditation at least once a day, right before you go to bed, the very, 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 very last thing you do before you close your eyes to go to bed. But you can also weave it into your day at other parts of your day as well. Essentially, here's how it flows. As this silent witness, we want to truly be playing our day as if it is a movie, and almost as if we were not just the director of that movie, but almost just a viewer of the movie, witnessing on the screen of our consciousness every single thing that happened throughout the course of the day. We actually see our day as a movie. So we wake up in the morning, and of course we do our morning ablution rituals, and whether that's waking up and looking at the clock, and then using the bathroom, and then perhaps making coffee, and then meditating, and then playing with your children or your significant other or your pet, your sentient being, and then perhaps turning on the television or getting online. All these different activities. This is just the start of your day, though. This is maybe the first hour of your day. Well, we want to play the entire day in 5 minutes. And that means if you've been up for 15 hours, that each of those 15 hours is certainly being compressed into just a couple of seconds here and there. So we'll watch ourselves wake up. We'll watch ourselves brush our teeth, use the bathroom, wash our face, meditate, having breakfast, driving to work, interacting with people as we walk through the doors of wherever we walk. Your lunch, each bite of your lunch, conversations you've had over the course of the day, but don't judge anything. Just witness it. And that's the profound difference between a dream meditation. We judge nothing. We just witness. You may notice that a person's lips are particularly bright red today. You may notice that the clouds are stratus or nimbus or cumulus. You may notice that there's a pleat in someone's pants or a painting on the wall that strikes you. Don't judge, just witness. Imagine if you were dropped onto this planet for 5 minutes and your sole goal would just to be collect data and not judge whatever you encountered, but just to collect it. And as a witness, you would be perfect in doing that. View yourself objectively. You know, and you may find yourself doing something that you're very, very impressed with, or you may find yourself doing something that embarrasses you, or embarrassed you at least at that time. Do not evaluate any aspect. Just keep moving ahead to the next activity. Don't judge in this moment. And so let's begin that. Let's close our eyes, get comfortable, take a deep breath in, and we're going to begin by opening our eyes in our mind's eye and looking at the clock at the moment we woke up today. And then we will just in fast forward, just drive through our entire day, judging nothing, observing all. And when you find that suddenly you're spending more than a few seconds here or there on a particular aspect, that means you're judging it. You're going too deep. So gently drift back to the movie reel and continue to play the movie of your day. I'll watch the time, and when you hear my voice, just sit gently with your eyes closed. Aham Brahmasmi, I am the universe. So stop repeating your day. Stop recapitulating. But keep your eyes closed. Now say to yourself, every single thing that I have just observed is now let go. I can reconnect to all of these images on the screen of my consciousness whenever I want. But as soon as I do let them go, they are gone. The movie is over. Now here's what happens when you recapitulate. Here's what happens when you do the dream meditation. Firstly, this is really the most important part, by being a silent witness, by being that observer of all of your behaviors, day after day after day after day, you get clues to what truly nourishes you and what doesn't. You get insights into which direction it makes sense for you to lean and which direction it makes sense for you to lean away from. You are given the answers to what is comfortable and what is not comfortable. And so at the most cellular, innocent level, you will begin to lean just a little bit more towards what serves you. And that will allow you to lean a little bit further away from what no longer serves you. And so just by gently observing your day in fast forward, judging nothing, you'll become more connected and you'll become more closer to those things in your life that are nourishing, nurturing, and supportive. Simultaneously, what you've just done is process your day. And most of us wake up, burn through the day, pass out, wake up, burn through the day, pass out, wake up, burn through the day, and then pass out. Here's an opportunity to wake up, burn through the day, and then replay that day and release. Replay that day and process. Process everything that happened without you even judging a moment of it. And that way you'll be holding on to less. There'll be a little less emotional turbulence in your life. Then you'll get to make more conscious choices tomorrow. So you can use this meditation anytime you want, whether it's guided or whether you're just getting ready to go to bed, to then help you dream and help you manifest your deepest dreams and live a more peaceful and fulfilling life. On behalf of the Chopra Center, on behalf of Deepak Chopra and David Simon, this is David G. in the sweet spot of the universe, wishing you peace. And we look forward to you joining us on chopra.com/library. Namaste.